This is the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation, recorded at the Hammer Museum. Each week, Diana Winston, Dr. Allison Pimentel, or one of the UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Welcome. And a special welcome to those who are here for the first time, either streaming or here at the Hammer Auditorium. My name is Ali, and sitting in here for Diana Winston, and it's a real privilege to be back at the Hammer Museum. So, I'd like to start by reading a reflection from this morning, from my morning meditation when I woke, because I think it really fits nicely with today's practice. I titled it this morning. This morning when I awoke, birds in full orchestra, tender sweet notes, surround sound of joy, my heart and mind softened. They sang the coming of spring, 7:46 a.m. California time tomorrow. And in this moment of soft delight, a visitor deep down within whispered, gentleness, gentleness. Soft-hearted, open-hearted gentleness. This, perhaps, is what John O'Donohue meant by thin places, where the distance between the heart and mind softens, where the defended and anxious and worried heart and mind stand down just enough to allow the language of the heart to arise and take part in the sounds and presences of beauty. Here, in thin places, I'm reminded when beauty visits that the language of the heart has not been laundered out. These moments of beauty, of awe, is a reminder that in the midst of life's challenges and hurts and grievances and unspeakable harms, that gentleness, soft-hearted, open-hearted gentleness, is and always has been deeply sedimented in the archives and chambers of the heart. Gentleness, open-hearted gentleness, is and always has been deeply sedimented in the archives and chambers of the heart. So let's practice today with gentleness. And I invite you to listen to the whispers of your own open-hearted gentleness. So taking a few gentle, deep breaths. soft inhales. With the exhale, just a count or two longer. Coming into the presence of breath, our own bodies. If you wish, eyes closed. If you prefer to leave them open, just a soft, gentle gaze so you're not distracted. Gentle silence. Softening the forehead, softening around the eyes, softening around the jaw. Letting your shoulders relax. Soft belly, letting whatever tension may be sitting, inviting it just soften. We're not trying to accomplish anything, fix anything, solve anything. Just delighting in the presence of now. Arriving here and now. And noticing where your hands are, perhaps on the lap, on the belly, maybe on the chair, the armchair, wherever it is, maybe holding your hands. Just notice softness, gentle placement, tender hands. And as we soften, we might even invite softening of the heart. Even if we only can imagine it, we have a heart. Just allowing it to soften. And if you wish, and I invite you to do so if you wish, is gently lifting your hand, gently lifting your hand, without rush, without leaving a trace of quickness, hurry, just gently placing hand on heart, warm hands, warm tender touch, of deep friendship to yourself. An invitation to soften, stand down, nothing to fix, nowhere to be. You can If you wish, put your hands wherever they feel comfortable for you, lap, link together, just softly allowing them to rest. Taking a few gentle, deep inhales and exhales. And as you become aware of these inhales and exhales, just coming back to normal breath, just noticing that all the work prior to this, this amazing breath was doing its own beautiful work without our attention even. Nourishes us. Inhale, exhale. We don't have to think about it. The gift of life is there. So loyal, so available. So as we practice, we bring awareness to this breath. And we can do that by noticing sensations of our breath in one of three locations, or four: nostril, back of the throat, and the rising and falling of the chest, expanding, contracting, rising, falling of the abdomen. Noticing where this breath is most alive for you. Abdomen, chest, nostril, back of the throat. And we bring awareness, attention, superpower, the gift of mindfulness, this attention to that which doesn't even ask for our attention. Maybe we're honoring this breath by paying attention to the sensations of inhale and exhale, the coolness in the nostril, the back of the throat as we inhale, the rising of the chest, expanding with each inhale, rising of the abdomen, and as we exhale, noticing falling, contracting. And if it's the nostril, then the soft vibration or warmth as air leaves the nostril. Rising, falling, expanding, contracting, coolness, warmth. Honoring the breath. And it doesn't matter which of those we choose to pay attention to. Picking whatever feels right this moment. Of course, you may have already encountered the wandering, drifting attention. It prefers to solve problems, fix something, remember a conversation in the past, anticipating something in the future, a worry. It doesn't matter where the attention wanders and drifts. It may be an emotion, a memory, a discomfort in the body, an itch, a sound from outside, inside. Wherever it goes, we practice something quite loving. We don't exclude it. We don't try to make it not happen, force it away, pretend it didn't happen or sound. In fact, we include it, we notice it, we give it a nod, if you will, of approval. Oh, okay, I see you. Drifting, wandering, future, past, itch, emotion. Sometimes referred to as noting or labeling. It doesn't have to be precise. It could be something as simple as drifting, wandering, thinking, planning, worrying. And then we gently re-invite our attention to come back to our object or spotlight of attention, breath, abdomen, chest, nostril. Even that is a loving action. It's not condemnation. It's not, why can't I? It's not, oh, there it is, the drift again. It's a moment of delight. Oh, I noticed the drifting of attention. Here, hold my hand. Let's go back to breath. Rising, falling, expanding, contracting, coolness, warmth. We include everything. We don't push anything away. Gentle. Open. Available. Present. To empty our minds. We just notice. And come back home. The presence and availability and fidelity of breath. And as we inhale, we might invite into each inhale the language of the heart. One of the definitions of mindfulness, a coda to the definition of mindfulness, is an increasing inclination towards beneficial thoughts, kind thoughts, gentle thoughts, reminding us to access those sedimented archives of beauty, softness, and kindness, and gentleness that is our inheritance. It's always been here. So with each inhale, inviting in some form of kind intention, some form of soft-heartedness, gentleness, loving-kindness, can be in phrases, breathing in to your whole body, let it circulate. Loving-kindness, it could be phrases, it could be images, could be memories, could be nature, music, sounds, just breathing in warmth, light, phrases, breathing in peace, softness. Kindness. Let it fill the interior landscape. May I have ease with each inhale. Breathing in light, if that's preferable for your practice. Warmth, warm friendship, each breath a warm friendship. Softening the heart. You know, each inhale is a gift of the nature's exhale. Each inhale is the gift, free for the taking, of nature's exhale. Trees, plants, vegetation. And each exhale that we offer, each exhale is our gift back in this magic of photosynthesis, back to nature, back to trees, vegetation. We're always engaged in acts of love and kindness, regeneration. We may not always be aware of it, but it's in here. It's in us. It's with us. It's important not to have that laundered out of us. It's necessary. There is a Spanish phrase, senti pensente, and di pensar, roughly translated as feeling, thinking, thinking, feeling. A more poetic way of saying senti pensante is to think with the heart and to feel with the mind. I believe that's what happened this morning as the birds heralded the coming of spring, new beginnings. Senti pensante, thinking with the heart, feeling with the mind. What a gift to know it's possible when the distance between the heart and mind softens, stands down, thin places, to remind us of our goodness, gentleness. And so, as you breathe out, having taken in images, phrases of loving kindness, of gentleness, of softness, as you exhale, offer that softness to others. Maybe everyone here today practicing. May all beings here, may everyone here have peace and ease and softness and the gift of senti pensare. Senti pensante. Feel with the mind. Think with the heart. Breathe out peace. Breathe out peace. Ease. Softness. Gentleness. Be reminded. It's already here. Hasn't been laundered out. No matter what is going on, it still sits in the tabernacle of the heart. As you go out from the practice, bring the formal practice to a gentle, soft landing in your heart, in your mind. It's good to remember that we can access it. We can access it. And perhaps there'll be a moment of interaction, a moment in the walk that we all will be asked to do once we leave here. It is possible to feel, to think with the heart and feel with the mind. It is possible and available. And doable. So offering yourself gratitude for being here, for practicing, for connecting. We connect with ourselves so that we can connect with others in a deep, meaningful, helpful way, soft, gentle way. And just taking a couple of deep, soft, gentle inhales and exhales. Putting out the softness, taking in the softness. And when you're ready, you can bring this practice to a gentle close. Open your eyes if they're closed. Thank you. Thank you for your work and your attention. You are brilliant today. Gently amble into the lobby in case anyone would like to share any insights or questions about the practice today. Be happy to have a conversation. Go in peace.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Weekly Meditation from the Hammer Museum. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit uclahealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.